When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fla Ra.
And we are...
Welcome, 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 welcome to another Thursday of your news. Back with your two favorite hosts.
Yeah, we not them. We not that loudmouth one.
Nah, we not that one. And it's always like, we not those guys. But I'm Fly Rye, and you know who this is by her voice.
I am Shay Mills.
Absolutely, and we're here to give you the news, but not just any news this week. I didn't want to do the same normal routine we normally do. I don't really care for what's really going on. I mean, I care for some things, but a lot of stuff is just killing and stuff I don't really want to pay attention to right now. So what I'm going to do, and this is now my newsroom, is I'm going to do a quarantine news tonight. I'm going to call this the pre-let out of quarantine. I want to basically break down things that happened during quarantine for everybody. And see how it's gonna last when outside is actually open. So, Shay, can you break down what we're gonna talk about today?
So, first we got relationships. Things is changing, okay? The standard, the bar is going up. Okay, gym memberships. Yeah, the menfolk have been down bad about this one.
Don't just put it on us, please.
No. You're right. We'll explain later.
I'm gonna get to that.
And it's over. It's over for the cheap dates. You got your stimulus money. Stun on it, okay?
So we're gonna go straight from cheap J straight to the stimmies. We're gonna go straight to the stimmies. You got to talk about that. I'm gonna end with that. You know, because that just dropped today.
Just dropped today.
It just
niggas
dropped.
Is already so, wilding.
Yeah,
the
I got it. So, so I want to talk about relationships. I know a lot of people that are in very serious, committed relationships, and some are. I'm not gonna say they were all during quarantine, but some are got really involved during quarantine. It got really serious. I know some will last because it's real, but we're not talking about the real today. We're talking about the ones that as soon as outside opens up in every other state, how fast that relationship's going to end. Shay, you're a woman, and I know you act like a guy a lot of the times. I know you act like a guy a lot of times, but how do you feel about this these quarantine dating, these serious relationships, or what we know as serious relationships, when it comes down to it, you know, outside gets open. And especially the crazy thing is outside's about to open up when it's going to get hot. That's the thing. Like, it didn't open up in the wintertime. It opened up in them good.
It's that spring, sundresses, summer.
It's going to be cheeks and no draws all summer long. You think, it's gonna be a naked summer, but Shay, how you feel about these things? Because you've done your due diligence of quarantine and
have chilling. Have you? I mean, not honestly. I compared to my
You can't get it's quarantine.
No,
you've been through. You can't compare it to
right,
nothing.
You're right. But I
was
would
you
say,
doing something in quarantine that maybe not would have done that if outside was open last summer and when everything was opened up.
I had feelings. I don't like having feelings. I don't like that shit. That shit is ghetto.
Okay, all right. So
but yeah, like so the because of quarantine, you know, you gotta limit your starting five. You got to limit your bench. Like, you can't be wilding like you were. You got to almost take it down to one person if you want to truly be safe. And being stuck with that one person constantly is bound to fucking happen.
You know what's sad? You say you got to cut down the roster down to like one to be safe. And you're saying safe because of COVID. You're not saying safe because of every other thing that can kill you in having five niggas on your roster. There's a whole bunch of other things you're not doing. And we don't, all right, that's why this is quarantine. All right, okay, I get it. Because a lot of y'all forgetting what's really out there. Yep. Y'all thinking about this one thing that's clapping people out. And I get it, is this shit is trash.
Absolutely. But
there's so many other things that we can't forget about. Because before quarantine, that's all we used to think about, is safe. You know, being safe, safe sex, safe driving, safe mm-hmm. flying, safe everything. Mm-hmm. Now it's like we throw everything out the window just based on COVID. So we really got to put everything back into perspective. That's why I really don't think these relationships going to last. Because I think when the real shit really opens up, and you really got to go to work,
yep.
and you really got to pay your bills, and you really got to go to school.
You really ain't finna have time for that one person.
You really don't have time. So either one of the others going to be mad about time. That's going to be a big portion of relationships that end. It's going to be time. Like, you don't have the time for me no more. Blah, blah, blah. And I know a lot of people work from home now, and that could stay that way or it could change. But I know one thing is, a lot of these bills is going to go up. Some rent is going up.
You know what's kind of like weird is, or at least my observation is, like, everybody who was in a like long term or like solid relationship going into quarantine, shit went left. Yeah, like being up under somebody 24/7, that's 24/7. A different ball game.
So it's a total opposite for the people that have been in a relationship or mm-hmm. got into a relationship during COVID. You used to somebody all over and you love it. Now when outside opens, you get to really know that person.
Yep.
Like, outside, like, it's not like
this is how you interact, like, this is how you show out in front of company.
This is what you do,
this is what you do.
And I don't even want to skip the gun, because it goes on to something that I'm gonna skip over. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go there, then we'll backtrack. Push back.
That's fine.
We'll backtrack, because that's gonna jump into to dates. Like, there's no more half-ass in a relationship. Nope. No more. There's no more, damn, we got to order in. Smoking,
you had no choice but to Netflix and chill. There's
no
choice.
There was no argument. Nah,
you had to.
Can you take, there was none of that. So now that all of that is open, niggas gotta be more creative. And I don't know if you wasn't creative 2 years ago, look it up. And if you was creative 2 years ago, please remember how creative you were. Because this is where it's going to separate the men from the boys.
Listen.
Like, this is your time that if you used to be the nigga that always used to fuck up and not do good dates and not do good shit, this is your time to skip over a whole bunch of niggas that's going to go back to the same routine, or a whole bunch of niggas that just don't know.
I don't think, listen, it's not going to fly. I want the appetizers. I want
this is
drinks.
What I'm trying to say.
I want,
but if you
dinner,
the
dessert,
little bit of extras.
I want the after move. Like, you're not about
to
my place.
But how many dudes you know gonna give you all of that? Not saying not some, but you're not gonna give the old just come back to my place. That's over. That's dead. That's
it's done. Dead. All the way dead.
But you gotta at least put some effort in. Niggas is still gonna try it, because this was the era of niggas who really didn't, you know, this is the era of a lot of money wasn't supposed to be given to a lot of niggas that was getting money. There's some smart niggas that gets money and I give it to my niggas that really know what they doing.
Yep.
But there's a lot of times this money just fell into some dumb niggas' hands and they fucked it all up and it's gone. And for all my niggas that held it down, did they thing, y'all know who I'm talking about, keep it up. But to them niggas that don't got no money no more, it ain't
that
gonna
squandered
be what it was. All that 42 ordering of that, and you wasn't doing that in the club before. You was doing it at, you went to the liquor store and you got it because it was at a cheaper value, but you had a little money. I mm-hmm. get it. But this is gonna be the time after this. I'm telling you, relationships is very, it's gonna be a real sticky situation. Boats is gonna be rocked.
I just really want everyone. I'm not even gonna specify this to just the men, but I only date men, so this is all I can speak on. Can y'all try, please? I don't want to be in the house. I've been in the house for a year and some change. I want to go to the beach. I want to go hiking. I'm in fucking California. I want to go hiking. I want to go to the redwoods.
But is this also a point in time where niggas got to pick their league? Because there's gonna be a lot of expectations coming around, and not saying they don't deserve them. But there's going to be high expectations because this is all you see on the gram is niggas pouting in the crib or niggas pouting in the crib because mm-hmm. they can't go outside. Niggas that's funny in the crib making funny videos. Yeah. You know, your food joints, your travel joints. And then there's those niggas that's making moves. There's the niggas that's traveling and they've been to everywhere up and down, whatever island that's open, they always been mm-hmm. to it. Then you see those. There's gonna a lot of women, that's all they seeing. A lot of men, that's all they seeing on their gram. And they know you gotta either show out or get showed out.
Yeah.
But that does not mean everybody deserves that. Like, Shay, don't do that. Let's be not gonna go there.
I never said that.
You had the look in your eye, like, no.
I just think within your lane or league, whatever you want to call it, within that, you still should be the hardest trying motherfucker out there is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Within your budget.
That's all I want to say. I don't want this to be you got to have money to provide.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have that money to provide, yes. Not, you don't have to have money to make someone necessarily happy.
It's so simple. Like one of my like self-care things that I've been doing for myself is I've been buying myself fresh flowers weekly. Bro, the grocery store got a bouquet for $10. I don't want to hear that shit. If you're linking up with me in person, you can pull over to the nearest spot. You can go to Trader Joe's and get a $6 bundle of fucking flowers and bring it to me. You don't got to fucking try that. It's not that difficult. I don't want to hear no excuses. It's not that hard.
Listen. I've told you I've gotten a lot better recently with showing my appreciation to people. So I understand it. A little bit go a long way.
It don't gotta be the three dozen roses, none of that.
But if you're gonna do little simple gifts like flowers, it doesn't have to be crazy. Like just make sure it ain't on like a holiday. Don't do that on a birthday. Just do it on a day that random. It don't mean it's a regular day. That's how you're gonna win. So that way, if you really don't have all that bread when it gets to the birthday, you've already done a lot to really earn that. You feel what I'm saying? But for all y'all that ain't got no bread, that spent it all, good luck, Chuck. Good luck. That brings me to another thing, of course, during quarantine. There was no gym.
I'll take a second.
RIP to the gym.
RIP to the gym. I feel like we all got to be a little gentler with each other because a lot of us gained weight, including my ass.
We're not doing that. Because y'all can't be gentle. First of all, y'all women ain't gonna be gentle on a nigga who's fat. It's just not.
If he was not fat, first of all, I like me a thick nigga.
No, I get it. But if the nigga you liked comes out of quarantine, not the nigga he was when he went into quarantine, you not gonna like that.
I can't say that because I'm not the same bitch that when I came in and I came out.
That's not what I was saying. Women are gonna put that more heavily on a man. Than I will put on a woman. I'm more understanding in a COVID situation. Even though there's ways to work out, just get to it now. Just don't lose it. Get to it now. I feel like women are more like, nah, you should have been in the crib doing push-ups. So for you niggas, that's not right. And we had shit we could have been doing. You could have been doing push-ups. You could have been doing something. But now the gym is open. Ladies and gentlemen, I ain't seen this many gym posts in the past 2 years than I have in the past 24 hours of niggas trying to work out and go eat healthy. Spring is right there.
You're absolutely not wrong, but I'm just saying, you know, like, not all of us was quarantine fit is all I'm trying to say, okay?
Nah. I'm telling y'all now, if you know your state is about to open up, please make the effort and just get out there. Just get out there. It's for everybody. Yo, look.
But also,
everybody's health.
I just want to throw it out there that a lot of gyms closed. Like the area that I'm
about
to move
into. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they open it up. Nah, California, they good.
No. I'm saying like closed permanently. There's a lot of locations that aren't coming back.
Okay.
So it's not as readily accessible.
So what you trying to say?
You're not going to the gym?
Jay?
No, I'm saying I got a patio and I'm going to get me a little jump rope and
that's
do some
all
calisthenics.
I'm saying. It only take a little square footage to get right. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Look, we went into quarantine like this. It's something we did not want to do, but everybody knows we needed it for life. Like, that's it wasn't, right. I'm not saying we needed a virus to kill people. Not at all. I'm saying there's everybody, you ever been, yo, if I had 3 days off, I wish I could get an extra day of rest. I wish I could work on it. Yep. Niggas had
we say that all the time.
A year and a half. And what else will we say going into it? Yo, when we come at this, I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to go work out. Am I lying?
You're not like lying. I'm just saying I never lied to myself.
For a year and a half. Everybody had a list of shit that, yo, we working harder. We doing this. We doing that. And for, I won't say a lot of people, for some people, they did it. They went out there, got their new hobby. Now it's a new stream of income for them. They went and started building this in a cheaper. You know, there's a lot of things. But there's some people that just talk. Just like every New Year's resolution, people just say what we going to do and we never do it. And the gyms are packed for the first 2 weeks. And now it's not.
Absolutely.
Yo, we've had a year and a half to sit on our ass. We need to just pick this shit up. We should be so motivated right now when outside opens up. Not saying niggas ain't going to turn up because niggas is definitely going to turn up. I'm going to turn up. I'm going to get crazy. But you have to be able to balance that shit. We going from staying in the crib, watching Netflix, ordering, eating food, or ordering in and cooking all day. Like, well, we could have turned into a healthy lifestyle. But it's like, I think we really forgot what outside going to be. So I just want everybody to be healthy and go to the gym and work out. Because me and my, when you come around me and my team, we going to be fit. And
these niggas we'll love themselves a crop top season.
Yo, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, we gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. I'm going to on today, this exact day, because it hit me. I want to talk about these stimmies.
I ain't got it. I didn't get it.
You ain't get your stimmy yet?
I gotta file my taxes to reclaim it type shit.
You ain't get your stimmy yet?
I can get it when I file my taxes.
You sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive.
I know somebody. I get you a stimmy.
Okay, so we can talk about that offline.
Nah, but stimmies just dropped today. I woke up today to the good, you know,
ka-ching!
Smile on my face. Woke up like, damn, good looking Biden. Joe, good looking Joe.
Dog,
even though 1400 ain't shit.
It's not. Let
me know that. I'm gonna tell you that, Joe. You went a little above the other nigga. We ain't gonna say his name no more at all. But you know, you went a little. But thank you.
Joe, if we're having a heart to heart, I would just like to point out that many of the other nations of this God's green earth was giving their citizens two bands a month. Okay,
they was a month. But we can't. I get it. That ain't us. There's some other shit I want to talk to him about too. I'm gonna talk about that after this, actually, because this is another thing that's going, you know, a quarantine nightmare for me. But all right, we're gonna talk about but these stimmies. These stimmies dropped today. I see a lot of people. There's a lot of jokes on the internet. Yo, 1400.
Hilarious.
Comedy. They really comedy. Like,
walks into Apple. Bring me the tree.
Yo. Nigga said, you went to McDonald's. She said, did you say fries? Nigga said, nah. I said, how much the franchise? I said, yo, niggas is bugging. Nigga said, you went to Red Lobster. Said, yo, let me get the whale. Yo. Niggas,
someone said, walked into Sonic. Bring me the hedgehog.
Yo. Niggas is really wilding. So I really want to know, what are you going to do with your stimmy? When you get it. When it appears.
When it appears. 1400.
Shay's 1400 breakdown.
Well, because I didn't get the 600 stimmy. Too. So when I get it, I'm getting the full two bands.
Are you getting everything? Oh,
yeah. I'm getting the full two bands at once because I didn't get the other niggas little chump change, and then I didn't get the 14.
Okay, you getting. All right, so what you going to do with your two bands? Matter of fact, hold the 600. Put that to the side. What you going to do with this 1400? Because it's going to drop on two different joints. One going to say 6 and one going to say 14. I'm telling you because I know. Look. When it say 14, what you going to do with that 14?
What am I going to do with that 14?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a probably not even trying to be funny. I'm probably going to buy up the rest of the shit I need for the new apartment.
Buy it up.
If not, I'll end up putting it towards rent. Those are probably the two things that I'm probably going to drop that money on.
So you're not going to do nothing a little strange with your change? Not going to treat yourself? You're not going, you know, ain't a little something that you want?
There is, you know. Okay, there is something unreasonable that that's not camera related. So okay. For 2021, I've already picked out what my treat me gift is going to be. So there's this vintage Cartier ring.
We don't call it the Stimmy. Stimmy ain't gonna cover that.
No, it is, because the ring that I want is no longer in production, so I can only buy it used. Like, it's vintage.
So how much is Stimmy ring?
I found two sellers who have it. One is like $650 and the other one's like $720.
So save the extra, the six. See how I already knew to throw the six onto the side, do that. But the 14 is going to rent and move it into the crib. Move all the stuff into the crib and then whatever's left, throw the rent.
Okay.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah. Some light.
What am I going? Let me see what I'm going to do with my Stimmy.
How about, we don't, it's not what you're going to do. Where are you going to go with it, Ryan? Because that's what you do. You don't buy things. Ooh, that was good. You buy travels. That was good. You buy flights. You buy extended stays.
I would say I'm definitely there somewhere where my Stimmy's going, but it might not, by the time I'm done with the shit I'm getting, it won't be Stimmy money no more. It's just going to be my money.
Yeah.
So I already went grocery shopping today.
Okay.
Paid some other bills, you know, some lingering things. I did a lot of, I put my card on a lot of auto pays today. That's what I did. I did some adult auto pay.
Auto pay?
Like, you know, just take that out when it, just get that out the way. So
the wealth.
Boom, went grocery shopping. I'm just trying to be healthy. So I got some new protein stuff, you know, some oats. I'm trying to just,
Are you trying overnight oats?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What?
Overnight oats?
I don't want no damn overnight oats. I got some granola. I'm gonna throw in a blender. I'm gonna get right. Don't worry.
I'm told it's fire. I'm told it's coming. Okay, you got it.
It's coming.
You got it.
I'm working on me. This is me. You said, what am I gonna do with mine? Don't try to.
I just because
my Stimmy. you added dollars to my Stim.
You know what? I'm gonna shut up.
Okay. So I got that right. I don't know how much left on my Stimmy after today. But I got some things done. And a birthday trip is definitely in the works. We planning that out right now. I'm thinking South America.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
Of course.
I'm just thinking, you know.
Is this going to be like on, before, after the birthday? Because you know we're
this
trying
gonna
to.
It's going to be a little before.
Okay. A little before. Because.
I know.
The funny part is, since I'm doing this is a solo Shay tour. On my episode with Mouse, we talked about birthdays, and I convinced him to come out here so that the three of us could celebrate the birthday together.
That's cool. If I'm a day late, he'll be all right. Who knows? I ain't waiting on nobody's my birthday.
No. I'm not telling you to wait on him, because Lord knows he will ever show up.
He might not even make it. 2021, 2022 birthday.
Hence this episode being just me and Ryan, just throwing that out there.
It's all right. I'm good. But, that's my Stimmy. Yeah, I'm gonna treat myself to that. I already invested some money in some shit, and I'm always investing, so I always recommend that. So, if you need recommendations on where to put your stimulus check, I would say invest. There's a couple of companies you can hit me on the side. We can talk about that,
because you know that was my like quarantine hobby, was getting myself into stocks and trading and investing and stuff like that.
I mean,
so
I'm glad there's so many people into trading now. That's dope. Like, I'm getting more into it. I've been in crypto for a minute, but for me, I was younger and it was more of like a fast gain type thing. So now I see like
the long-term
this
benefits.
This is my retirement plan, like I'm type shit. So my mind is a little different when it comes to that. But definitely invested in that. So I would invest in the STEMIs, but we can also talk about the ratchet shit that I see on both these STEMIs or, you know, people buying anything under the sun from, what have I seen lately?
I haven't really.
You haven't seen nothing?
Nothing crazy yet. I mean, I've just only seen the tweets so far, but I haven't seen anybody talking about like they spent their shit already.
I mean, I already know what people are going. They're going to try to get some jewelry. I mean, not saying your ring, that means something to you, but I'm talking about other things that you don't need.
Yeah.
I just say this. When it comes to this money, we complain about how much money the government don't give us. They gave us some bread.
And then we blow it on frivolous shit.
Please use it wisely, man. Like, please. Because then you got to sell everything. Like, you only going to get the ring or watch or whatever for a couple weeks. Like, just have everything lined up, man. That's all I ask. This shit is crazy. But I do want to talk about what Joe also said. He was talking about these things I call student loans.
I never heard of them.
He said they was going to be deleted. He said delete. I think that was his words of preference.
Why they still they still here though?
Why they still calling me trying to get their money, Joe? Answer that, Joe. Joe needs to come on this show. Cause he got some answering to do. 1400, cool, but that ain't gonna silence us, Joe.
I'm bugging, or did the number not start out at instant delete 25K? Now they're talking about only 10K.
I just delete something. Like, it's always a start. Could we start somewhere?
True. Yes, you're right.
Do I want the 25 delete? Yes. Because if you do the 25 delete, I'm in
it. It takes everything. I'm good. If you do 25, it gets rid of everything for me.
I'm good. You ain't going to hear me complain no more. I'm going to work on time, Joe. I'm paying my taxes on time, Joe.
Paying my taxes early.
It's already safe sex. I know we trying to preserve the air and all that. I'm not ready yet. Safe. I'm doing all the good things, bro. I only smoke a little weed. That's all I do. That's legal where I live. I'm not doing nothing wrong, Joe. I'm abiding by what you telling me to do. This is what I'm going to do. But just, I'm big on communication, Joe. That's it.
Yep.
As my life, I'm just big on communication. Just let me know where we going with this process, how far we got to go, and how much longer do I got to wait?
What's wild to me though is like when you think about the amounts, like him taking it down to 10K, like there was a statistic where it's like most people can't go to college anywhere for 10K, like at all. My freshman year of college between me and my dad cost us a little shy of 50K as an out of state student.
That's college.
That was 1 year.
Too. Yo. You preaching to the choir.
So it's like, what your little 10K go? I mean, I'll appreciate it. Thank you, sir. But like,
Joe, I ain't going to say the little 10K. I ain't going to be me. I ain't say that, Joe.
I'm going to take whatever's given to me and I'm going to take it with a smile. But I'm just saying.
I'm smiling. But just, can we get something?
Can we just raise the bar a little bit? That's all I'm asking.
I just need a little communication. That's it, bro. Tell me how it's working out. Couple months, we reevaluate the situation. Tell me, just make me a positive man. I just want to be positive in this situation because right now I'm giving up hope, bro. They keep calling me. They keep calling. And I keep ducking them. I'm weaving. I'm not paying that right now.
I appreciate that they're not coming for our head tops for late payments. Like that shit looks nice on my credit report. Now.
Credit good bread. But how long that gonna last?
That's a fact.
That's what I mean. Like, it's gonna last just as long as these quarantine relationships. I tell you that, because that shit's gonna be over. Niggas is in debt. We need this money, Joe.
Bad.
The sister next to you, she got to fix up too. I'm calling you out too, lady. Fix up. We did it, Joe. My ass. We ain't do shit. Let's get my loans fixed. Fix them up.
What he said.
We got some letters. Can I hear from the people, Shay?
Even though that's not this episode, but because it's just us, we do what the fuck we want.
It's just us. I told you this is my news. The people want to hear my news. I don't care about this.
Okay.
I care about the people. It ain't about the other two guys right now.
I do have one. I need to save these pictures, but I'll read it to you. It's pretty short, though. All right. So the subject was, my best bitch is fucking up. So it said... My best bitch has been with her nigga for a year. It was supposed to be just a fuck thing, but it blossomed into a full-fledged relationship. So does that mean technically they got together? Oh, it's a quarantine relationship.
Ha ha.
I mean, she doesn't say this. I'm just doing math in my head. It's a quarantine relationship. Nah.
Okay.
She continues to say, he met her two kids. The kids are 8 and 4. And she met his 5 kids. Mid-teens to 3 years old. She's 37 and he's 39. My bestie had a fucked up love life prior to meeting her current nigga, and it's affecting their relationship. It's hard for her to be vulnerable, and she needs constant reassurance when the man has done every and anything to prove his love for her. They're planning to move in together in the summer, but sis is thinking about leaving because she can't stand to look. She can't stand to look or be vulnerable with anybody. I told her she needs therapy and she agreed. I try to help her out as much as possible, but I can only do so much. Besides seeking professional help, is there anything else that might help her get her shit together before she loses a good thing? And I am attempting to text you the pics right now.
Man. Jeez. So basically... She's really trying to help her friend.
She's really trying to help her friend. Right. And that's a good ass friend.
The out of line of question is to this is, I hope this friend is not single trying to help her friend out this much. Because you seem like, why not? Because she should be happy not having to worry about somebody who don't really care about this shit. Like, you can't be that crazy when you meet somebody and you love that you just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them away. Like, you can't be that, especially in a quarantine relationship. Like, you can't, it hurts my head just because it's like she finally found somebody that's for, even though it sounds like a lot, 5 kids, 3 kids, it works for them. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she can't be vulnerable and open up to somebody is just, yes, therapy is needed. But I don't know outside of therapy what could happen besides going through the motions and losing it.
Yeah, that's going to be the only wake up call that shakes her. Is she's gonna push it too far one day and he's gonna leave, and then that's when she'll realize like, well, damn, this was a good thing. Yeah, he's gone. Like,
but in my mind, that's done. Already happened before her. I think it's like, this is not the first time. This is not the second time. I feel like the friend is like, all right, like, you always do this. When are you going to fix up? And I don't think it's up to the friend anymore.
That's a fact.
I feel like if somebody doesn't want to take your advice over and over and over again, then just let it go and they have to learn by themselves. And hopefully they do.
Yeah. Friend, sometimes you really just got to let them bump their own head. When I say bump, let her get a concussion. That's the only way she's going to learn.
Absolutely, because if she does take your advice and then it backfires,
she'll never listen to you again.
and it's not even listen to you. She's just gonna blame you. Like, yeah. It's like, I listen to you. She still might listen to you again, but you don't want to have to go through that shit. Like, you've tried it a bunch of times, and she wants to keep going and doing the same shit. She's gonna have to learn by herself. Like, are you gonna still be there? I mean, I'm not you, so I can't say. Are you gonna still be there to be that shoulder to lean on after 30 times telling her what to do and she doesn't listen? That's up to you. It would kind of make me upset. And as a friend, if I see a pattern in something and I step in and you don't want to switch your patterns, then mm-hmm. we don't really need to hang around each other, especially if it's like I'm not telling you something bad. I'm trying to like better your life. Cause I take that to the heart. Like, people that actually care about me, I listen. And if something's wrong with me and somebody tells me, yo, you need to fix up, of course, everybody has their ways. It's like, man, I don't care. But everybody cares. And I look at things like that a little, maybe deeper than others. Mm-hmm. But I care about that shit. And that's when it comes into friendships and which builds relationships. And I think her main issue is maybe she's hopping into relationships and getting to know people too fast. Maybe there's a friend aspect of the friend like aspect part of the situation that she just bypasses and jumps over and goes straight to sex or straight to meeting her kids. And maybe that's a lot for somebody, or maybe meeting other people's kids is a lot for her. But if she takes the steps into maybe not bringing her life so fast into somebody's face. And I think I don't know the situation, but from the sounds of it, from what I'm making up, is they both had that in common factor. She had kids, he had kids. So especially having that in quarantine, your kids are always with you. Your kids are always with you. So why not let them play together? Why not let them do that? And it was very easy for them to ask to be more accessible to each other. I don't feel like maybe it should have went that way. But it did, based on the circumstances of what happened in the world. Wasn't her fault. But if this was a repeating thing, then that's what she just does. But I'm just trying to think of other reasons why she won't be vulnerable to somebody.
I mean, as a person who struggles with vulnerability, I think it's just more of a, like, we're constantly on edge waiting for the other shoe to drop. So, like, when I do have something semi-decent in front of me, I'm constantly side-eyeing it, like, okay, but what's the catch?
But in that situation, are you introducing him to, because I can't say your kids, you don't have kids. Are you introducing him to your parents?
Nope.
Oh, this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Once you enter that world of introducing something to you that close, I don't understand not being vulnerable. That's the most vulnerable thing you did, was introduce your kids to the person.
That's a fact.
Like, you released the only thing that means more than you in your life, your kids. But you won't open up to the man about other things. But you want to be like, yo, these my kids. They going to eat in our crib. They going to eat up. You got food. They going to eat, play with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a give. You can't give and not really give and expect to be in a relationship. That's how I feel about that shit.
I just, friend, I know you really want to help her. And you know that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink? That applies here. You could just keep suggesting therapy and suggesting, like, hey, like, I think you're looking at this wrong. Or, like, you can tell her, remind her damn near daily, like, you're going to lose this man on the current, like, war path that you're on. You're going to lose this good ass man. And you're going to be upset about it later if you don't buckle down now and try and figure this shit out.
You're going to be alone. Which is trash, because I know them kids is attached to them other kids. Like, but don't do that. It's more like you can do whatever you want to themselves. Don't do that to them kids.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Like, don't let them, because I wouldn't, like, my mom, that's the one thing it was. Like, my mom and my dad were never together that I know, like, that I can remember. Mm-hmm. But she never brought me around nobody that didn't mean nothing. Like, if somebody was around, if they was around, it meant something. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, you feel what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't just, I think that's that new generational parenthood.
Like, rushing to meet. I think my mom hid. I call him my stepdad just because of how long he's been around and how much he's done for my family. But they're not married. But, like, I think my mom hid my stepdad for us for, like, 3 years before she introduced him. Like,
but
3 years.
It's that our age. Not, like, our. Yeah, like, that 40 below-ish. To where it's like, it's very, I want to say 40, maybe 35 and under. And not all, but a lot.
Yeah.
It's where it's like, I have kids and I'm not with the father no more. So whoever I meet gets to meet my kid. Like, it don't really mean nothing. Like, yo, I had a girl that was like, yo, I want to be with you and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yo, how you want to be with me and I never met your kid? Mind you, your kid is like 12. I'm like,
that's,
I never met your
age.
Kid. And I'm not saying it wasn't time for me to meet her kid, but if you want to be with me, then it's time for me to meet your kid. Like, how do you, and I told her, I was like, how do you know I'm gonna like your kid? I was like, how do you know your kid gonna like me? Like, and you want to automatically be with me? How do you know I even like it? Like, you can't assume that shit until it's that time. So it's like, with this generation, I think, and I can't say we because I don't have kids, but my generation that has kids, like, they get very content with whoever's in their life. They got to show all that thing, those things too. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, they don't want to open up to that person. So it's like, you're willing to open up you're willing to give me the gift that you gave the world, but you're not willing to give me
yourself
the respect of yourself to me.
That's kind of, it's kind of backwards. That's wild. It's kind of wild.
Like, they know your kids more than they know you. They kids not holding back. They telling you everything. What happened at school, what they ate, what they learned, who they know. Because they're confiding with you as a father figure or as a mother figure. Like,
yeah.
Why can't you do the same thing you want your kids to do? Because if you're not telling, when they meet Mr. Johnson, whatever the fuck is it, Mr. James, nice to see you. When they meet him, they're like, yo, you going to tell your kids, treat him like you want to be treated. Don't be disrespectful. Don't do this.
That's an adult. When he tells to do something, you do it.
Do it. Boom, boom, boom. Like, you're going to give him that whole rundown. So your kid going to be like, there's nothing wrong here. I can always share. Why can't you share what you want your kids to share? That's backwards.
That's trauma. So yeah,
your friend.
Yeah.
Let her learn. Like,
I know it's tough. I hope it works out. Like, I don't want to see it go boom. But like, that might be the only way she learns.
It's sad. And I won't say it's sad because honestly, niggas fuck up.
Yeah.
So it's like, niggas know what they're doing. Women know, like, female, like, all that. Everybody understands it to a certain capacity, a certain degree. But if you have if you're capable of understanding someone a little bit more with just putting a little bit more effort, I suggest doing it.
I agree.
Don't turn your back just off little things and such. So that's what I can say for her. I mean, hey. And before we end, I know we usually do a good shit black man and goddamn black man, but I'm going to end with a good shit black man with LeBron taking another bite at a crime, getting part ownership of the sports company that owns the Red Sox. He's just
shit.
He's doing a lot. He is doing a lot. And I'm very proud of my black brother for that. And also, I just read about Kanye, even though
I saw that. I know what you're about to say.
But I can't let that go unseen.
You're right.
And you know it's unfair. But Kanye West is now worth $6.6 billion, making him the wealthiest black man in American history. I hope he gets back to his roots. I mean, I know he got that Grammy nomination. I mean, he got that Grammy Award for his gospel album. So congrats on that. But I hope you get back to us, my brother. I hope you get back to us and get back to that good old music. But that's all I got to say today. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think we should do a goddamn black man. Let's just end on good notes.
I'm going to leave it on a good note. I'm not trying to put my black people down. We go. We go through enough every day.
That's a fact. That's a whole fact.
So this was your quarantine news. I hope y'all get y'all relationships in order. I hope y'all get y'all asses back in the gym.
Get y'all finances in order.
I hope y'all get y'all finances in order so that y'all can keep a good woman or a good man and stop all them cheap ass dates. And I hope you do something positive with these stimmies. And if going to the strip club is positive, then fuck it.
Look, can I give a freebie? I want to give a freebie.
All right.
I'm not even going to say menfolk, but if anybody wants a creative, I won't say it's cheap, but a creative ass date, I hope y'all know, in the cities that are open, when the movie theaters open back up, AMC allows you to rent out an entire movie theater for yourself for $100. And you can, I can't say that you can choose any movie, but they give you a long roster of movies you can pull from. So if you want to take Netflix and chill up another level, bring me to the spot, clear out the theater.
Yes, Lord. Good shit, Black Queen. Good shit.
Simple. It's that same $100 you would have spent on dinner and drinks, but you put an extra effort and bring in something different. No, but it's something different.
We're going to have to, that's going to be a bonus episode. We're going to do breaking good dates. We're
going to
break
dates.
Down some shit. We're going to do good. I don't even want to talk about bad dates. We could get in it, but I'm going to break down how to really, like, when she look at you like, damn.
I feel like you definitely got some keys on that, too.
I got some keys. I got a little thing. Niggas don't really notice. There's tiny things you can do that lets you be known, like, it's not his first rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to treat a woman. So we can do that later on. But, thank you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all already know what to do. Rate, subscribe, go comment, go. This is another free episode. So if you want to be a nice person, you don't want to be cheap, you just got the stimmy. So I'll just give me $10. That's it. Just give me $10. Go up there, get some new content from Patreon. Tell us what you want. Give us some requests. Show us where you're from. Send us letters, please. And let me know what I should get Mouse for his birthday. So
Have you been getting DMs?
No, not yet. I haven't really been looking, but I'll start looking.
Okay, yeah. Because Mouse said the same thing on Monday. So
Let's just let it go. Like, we're going to see. If y'all don't tell me nothing, he's getting nothing.
So, I got ideas.
All right, I'll listen to you. But with that being said, appreciate you guys for another Thursday. I'm Fly Rye.
I'm Shay Mills.
And this is The Guys Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.